You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, guest, and criminal defense lawyer, Laurie Hellis.
Chad Daybell and Lori Vallow getting ready for upcoming trials. We recently saw both of them making appearances in court. Chad in his typical white shirt and red tie, looking very Chad. Lori coming into court in her hearing, looking like she might be the next contestant on The Price is Right. With her hair flailing, look at me, big smiles. And I think she might have been surprised when she didn't get to bid on the computers that were sitting out in front of her. That was not part of the game, Lori. Joining me to discuss, Lori Hellis, author and defense lawyer, and you writing a book on the Vallows, and or Lori Daybell Vallow and Chad Daybell right now, and it's coming out very soon. I want to talk about what we saw in court the other day with Lori. What were we seeing there? Someone obviously fairly disconnected from reality is, I think, safe to say.
Yeah, very safe to say. You know, when I was practicing, I often dealt with people who had narcissistic personality disorder. And a thing that I learned was that when people get to be over 30, that disorder becomes pretty intractable and it's pretty hard to treat. So I don't expect that Lori's going to make any major changes. I think she is still firmly in her delusion that she is a goddess and Chad is her prophet and that Jesus is coming soon. I think she firmly believes that, like the Apostle Paul, the earthquake is going to happen and the prison walls are going to tumble down and she's going to walk out a free person. I mean, I think that that's where her mindset is. Mm-hmm. So, but she loves the limelight. There is no question of that. I found it really interesting that she came into the courtroom, kind of did the little hair flip, then gave the little Barbie doll high voice to say hello to the prosecutor. Mm-hmm. I thought that was really interesting to sit down with her attorneys. I thought it was very interesting that there was a woman attorney sitting to her left. And the woman clearly has some medical treatment that she's undergoing because mm-hmm. she's bald. Mm-hmm. And the male attorney sitting to her right, she virtually ignored the woman sitting on her left.
Yeah.
And turned and spoke only to the man who was sitting next to her and did her usual, you know, smiling up with her, you know, sort of ingenue sort of spot smile toward him and definitely cast her eyes back over her shoulder several times to make eye contact with the camera. And it was very clear that she knew she was on camera and she was the center of attention and she loves that. No question.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to be what feeds her more than anything else. I'm curious to speculate a little bit here about how Lori's going to handle two upcoming events that will be taking place. Number one, her supposed end of the world that will come and pass. And the walls will probably not be crumbling down. If they do, I think we're all going to be really shocked. Like, oh my God, Lori was right all along. We should have been listening to Lori. I don't think that will happen. And then also Chad Daybell, his trial. And if he throws her under the bus, which it looks like may happen, from some of the filings that we've seen, it's Lori's fault. Lori influenced Alex. Lori influenced me. We were basically brainwashed. When those two things take place, how is Lori going to square that up in her mind? You know, or is she? Is she just going to keep finding some reason? Like, well, you know, God said next year it works out better on his calendar for the end of the world. And Chad's just doing his thing. I'm sure there's ways of justifying all these things in her mind, but how do you think that's going to play out?
I'm sure that there will be an element of her justifying in her mind. You might recall that they originally believed that the end of the world was going to happen in July of 2020. Mm-hmm. And I think it was very disillusioning and surprising to her that it didn't happen mm-hmm. in 2020. Because I think initially when they put the children's bodies in Chad's backyard. They thought that was a very short-term solution because the end of the world was going to happen. No one was going to be the least bit interested in Lori's children, where they were, whether or not Chad and Lori were having an affair before Tammy Daybell died. None of that was going to matter because everyone was going to be gripped by this horrible set of circumstances of the upcoming tribulation, of the natural disasters and wars and all mm-hmm. of those things that were going to be triggered in the run-up to the return of Jesus. And mm-hmm. they believed that. So they thought they just had to wait out the period of time from the time the children were killed in September of 2019 until God came back in July of 2020. Of course, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
And they then had to sort of scramble. And of course, by that time, they were both in jail. But I think that they will continue. Lori's remarks were, well, God spared the earth because there were enough righteous people that God spared us. And then in one comment, it was, well, people were still too wicked and you couldn't get 144,000 righteous people to usher in the new Zion. So, you know, the answer is always whatever's convenient or what fits the facts. Mm-hmm. The narrative can fit the facts, but I don't know what will happen if and when, as we all expect, Chad's lawyer throws Lori under the bus. Mm-hmm. Now, my understanding, and I've spent the last 3 years living in this case and writing a book about it. Yeah. So, but my understanding is that when Lori's attorneys began their preparation for her trial, she was very adamant. She did not want Chad thrown under the bus. She was not going to incriminate her dead brother. Mm-hmm. And they were kind of left with their hands tied. However, I don't think John Pryor has any compunction against blaming it all on Lori and on Alex Cox. So mm-hmm. I think we're going to see a completely different kind of a trial. Lori's attorneys essentially put on no defense. And I think we're going to see a really rigorous defense on Chad Daybell's part. John Pryor announced during the hearing he has 7 expert witnesses. Some of those have to do with the DNA, others we don't know. So I think we're going to see a much more robust defense from John Pryor.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on True Crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.